Recording in progress.
Good evening, everyone. What do we have here? Welcome to the July 11th Yorkville City Council meeting. It's hard to believe it's been a week since 4th of July, ready? Time flies. We always start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Monica, you can lead us this time in the pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good job. You did fantastic. Okay, now we have the all-important roll call.
Koch?
Here.
Transier?
Here.
Plocher?
Here.
Soling?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Merrick?
Here.
Trulis?
Here.
Cornelius?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. I have no amendments to the agenda. Do we have any presentations? No? Okay. Do we have any public hearings? No? Do we have any citizen comments on items on the agenda? No? We do have a consent agenda consisting of the minutes from June 13th and bills totaling $2,509,706.77. Is there a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second.
Funkhauser and Plocher. Excuse me. Roll call, please.
Plocher. I'm sorry. Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Now we have the mayor's report, the first one, and just going back to the 4th of July, we had a great, great turnout for the parade. The weather was fantastic. Tim, tell us what else about the 4th of July. Thank you. It was a good event. I appreciate it. Okay, next under Mayor's Report, we have an ordinance authorizing and providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds, alternate revenue source, Series 2023A, for the city, in the aggregate principal amount not to exceed $11 million for the purpose of providing for certain enhancements to the city's water supply, and providing for the imposition of taxes to pay principal and interest on such bonds. And we will have discussion, but I would like a motion and a second, please.
So moved.
Thank you.
Transier and was that Soling? Or Maris? Soling. Bart, since Rob's not here, correct?
We have Rob.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Remotely, and then Anthony Maselli, our financial advisor, is here, too. So either one can provide an update. Rob, I'll defer to you first.
Sure. This is the final step in the bond issuance process. The parameters ordinance, which sets up the terms and conditions and the issuance and authorizes the issuance of the bond. It also authorizes the administrator to execute the bond purchase agreement, which is what I sent out this afternoon, which kind of disclosed all the principal and interest and other financial terms of the bond. All in all, it was some pretty good news. We ended up doing better than we initially expected. Initially, we were looking at annual debt service over a 30-year term of about $630,000 per year. But actually, it's going to be closer to about $608,000 over a 30-year term. Also, too, I just wanted to let everyone know that these bonds are callable, but it's we'll have to wait 10 years to do so. So anytime after December 30th of 2033, we could call these bonds, assuming that we have a favorable interest rate environment to do so.
Questions for Rob. Brad and Eric. And again, just to circle back to, I think it was our last meeting, these dollars will be used for projects we're going to be doing this year as part of the DuPage Water, correct?
Correct. Yeah, it'll be replacing water main and also the well and raw water.
Okay, perfect. Questions for anyone else? Roll call, please.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. I have nothing else on the first mayor's report. Do we have anything from Public Works? No report?
No report.
Thank you. Economic Development Committee?
No report.
Public Safety Committee?
No report.
Admin Committee?
No report.
Tim, any updates from the Park Board?
Just one update. River Fest is this weekend, Friday and Saturday down at Riverfront Park. Friday is live music and then the cardboard boat race. As well as Saturday is from noon to 10, we have live music all day. A ton of family activities, some exciting new stuff. And then computer tasting sponsored by Valley Chimney Suite. So all the details can be found on the city website.
Nice. When did you say the boat race is?
6:30
on Friday. 6:30. Friday, nice. That's always fun to watch. Thank you, Tim. Anything from Planning and Zoning Commission?
No report.
Anything from the City Council?
No report.
Thank you. City Clerk?
No report.
Community and Liaison Reports?
I have some. YDSD is currently in a pattern of reviewing their ordinances in accordance with the IEPA and the new PFAS, phosphorus removal. So we should be getting some updates on that. They're continuing their additions to the plant. Right now they're bringing in lots and lots of dirt from other places. They're looking at around 35 to 40 million in construction costs over the next 5 years for their additions.
Wow.
So if you've driven by there and seen it, they're really, really going to town over there. But the IEPA is really cracking down on phosphorus on sewage plants.
Thank you. It's important that they have the capacity, so. Kind of under the radar project, but it's important.
They're really doing some good things over there.
Yeah, Cyrus does a nice job, and they have a good board.
Oh, I'm sorry, one other thing. They did say that they're going to continue smoke testing probably the end of August, beginning of September, and they're going to put up door hangers for the residents that it will affect.
You say they'll begin it again then, or until
yeah,
then?
Yeah, they do it every year, different areas.
Okay.
Testing of the sewer lines, so that should begin probably the end of August, early September.
Excellent, thank you. Any other community or liaison reports? Staff report?
No reports.
Mayor's report number two. Something. When did we discuss it? Maybe in our water presentation. We're definitely going to have to look at the water hookup fees going forward. And we've talked about staff, and I think you talked about a committee too, didn't you?
We did. Yes.
Yeah, so we'll be coming up with something here in the next couple months and bring forward for discussion. Just to give everyone a heads up. And then, Bart, do we have anything on the city building or, well, we have something underwater. How about the city building update?
Nothing on city buildings.
Okay, water study update.
Yeah, I included a brief cover memo and the first 10 pages or so of our WIFIA letter of interest application, which is a no commitment, no cost first step in the WIFIA loan process. So I'm just providing that for everybody so you see what progress we've made. The exhibits that back up that letter of interest are in the hundreds of pages. Most of them are probably not noteworthy. There is actually a financial presentation that we have just with some assumptions. Not necessarily a roadmap of what we want to do as much as it is just an explanation of different variables and how they impact the project and cost. And so we are targeting a more in-depth presentation on that at the next city council meeting. So there's still a little bit of work that has to be done in order for us to make that deadline, but that is ready to go and to be explained. And then, you know, hopefully you guys will have some questions at the end of it.
Questions?
I have a question.
Sure, Mr. Transier.
Do you know if Oswego and Montgomery are doing the same type of loan application?
They are. We are first.
Okay. And is the likelihood of success greater with multiple municipalities applying for the loans?
When I spoke with the Maine Withia contact in Washington, D.C. in December, they had a very large pool of money and were eager basically to find projects that would work. And so they didn't necessarily say that we would have more or less of a probability of getting a loan, depending on how we packaged the application. So they basically encourage us to figure out what we're doing internally, whether we want to do three WIFIA loans or have one, and then basically back it up with, you know, two side agreements. And so we basically decided on to do it individually, because as you know, Yorkville is eligible for an 8% WIFIA loan for the entire project due to our population size, whereas Montgomery and Oswego are not. So we're trying to take advantage of that by doing three separate applications.
And when you say population size, that's actually the number of people served.
Correct.
Because we actually have more people in Montgomery proper.
We do, yes. But Montgomery has Boulder Hill, which is 8,000 or 9,000 people, which counts towards their population, even though they're not incorporated.
Other questions, comments? Okay. It's just important that we talk about this every meeting if we need to. Anything else, Bart?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Is there any additional business? Any citizen comments? Please state your name for the record.
I'm Barbara Peter, and I'm from Plano.
Thank you.
I wanted to say a few more things about this thing, the Sound of Freedom, the movie that's impacting the nation. I would like to first clarify a statement I made last week. Evidently, I did not enunciate well. The statement went something like this: because all sexual deviancies, perversions, and atrocities are shoots from the same root, I am concerned that a lenient attitude which removes age restrictions on drag activity in Yorkville, drag, D-R-A-G, has the potential to invite or foster sex trafficking activity in Yorkville or surrounding communities as well. Shortly after making that statement, I saw an interview with Tim Ballard and Jim Caviezel. Ballard, as you probably know, is the real rescuer which this movie is about. And Caviezel is the actor who played him. That interview was dated June 6th of 23. The YouTube site was The Daily Signal, and the host of the show was Tyler O'Neill. During that interview, Ballard spoke of what he calls the pedophile network doctrine, what he has observed to be the agendas pushed into culture which paved the way for sex trafficking. Among things listed is sexualized kids, let them see pornography. Earlier in the show, host O'Neill had said to actor Caviezel, talking of the evil involved in human trafficking and the sex slavery of children, it's the kind of thing that beggars the imagination, you know. You can barely understand how people would do something like this. And Caviezel quickly replied, no, I understand it. I had to understand what they are thinking. I had to understand. Went on to say, I had guys that helped me to understand the psychology. You're starting older with pornography, and you just keep going younger and younger and younger. So I said to the psychological expert, why would a man be interested in an unformed woman? And he says, it's the innocence, demonic thing, that there is this innocent child, and it becomes more attracted to them. And as Caviezel was explaining this, he was not able to speak clearly. It was upsetting to him. The psychology expert, if you heard that, was indicating that demons are involved in the sick pleasure of destroying the innocence of a child. if this is true, that demons are involved, would it not be best for this city, and especially for the children of this city, to stay away from anything remotely related to the sexualization of children and the destroying of their innocence? The good news is that the Sound of Freedom movie and the multitude of available Ballard and Caviezel interviews online are exposing the entire anti-children dark agenda. And when darkness is brought to light, it is brought to naught. I remind you that when we say the pledge, we say that this is one nation under God. Jesus Christ is the light of the world who overcomes darkness. In love and power, he is cleaning up America because his people have repented and asked for his intervention, and because this nation is his in the first place. From the beginning, his plan has been for this nation to shine his light, and he will make it so. I just want to mention that anyone in this room who wants to partner with him in this cleanup and shine project can. There is no sin or shame that he will not forgive or free you from, if you will but ask. He loves to make things new, individual hearts and nations. He loves to give a clean slate, a fresh start, new vision, renewed purpose, and supernatural power to walk with him. So I'd like to end by just sharing this scripture verse. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And I hope you can see, this is a picture of Jesus with his hands outstretched. He says, I am your future, so leave your past behind. It's possible to leave it all behind and join him in his power as he cleans up this nation. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Executive session?
No.
Ken, did you have something you want to go over in executive session? You gave me a look like you were wanting to.
No.
Okay.
He was talking about it for
me. I was wondering about that. Okay. Well, I guess we're going to adjourn. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you all very much. Have a good evening.
Thank you.